a stair basket, a wicker stair packets for the head. It's got a really great neck and chin. I really love that.
Yeah, mirrors, a sword.
Polytonal frame that was used for the wings.
Clock.
Fridge racks.
Some medical supplies.
Beach mats used for the fishtail skirt. Very nice.
A pom-pom.
Piano legs.
The inside of a keyboard.
Back of the chair.
Plastic flowers.
Teapot. Angel came down from
heaven yesterday. So as you pull into the Household Waste Recycling Centre here at Foxhall, we've got the big skips lined up just to the right. And ahead of you, there's a hill. And on the brow of the hill, just against the trees and the skyline, there sits the Angel of Waste.
Hello, my name's Nick Stefanoski. I've been working with the furniture of Caddis Fly and on volunteering bases on Wednesdays. And most of the time I do growing places for 4 days a week.
Hello, my name's Halal Mir. I'm part of the Ipswich Furniture Project, work with the Caddis Fly, and I usually volunteer every half term or in the holidays, and I usually restore the furniture and create things out of it. It's very staggering. Once you start with a project, and once it's done, you sort of don't realise until you take back how big it is and how much time you spent on it, so it's sort of quite breathtaking.
I enjoy most of it, from all the creative and getting involved, so. But I'm happy to see it now, and I'm hoping that it will just give people the chance to, you know, be involved with recycling and what can be achieved.
How was it putting it together?
First of all, we built the base because it's a freestanding piece of architecture. So we built the base so that it would support, and then we started to build from the top and added the wings and the head and other parts into it. We used a lot of chicken wire to wrap everything together. So it was quite hard. The hardest bit was getting all the stuff and running up the hill. That was hard.
Hello, my name is Leanne Donnelly and I'm the project manager of Caddis Fly.
When you see her there against the skyline, how do you feel?
Really relieved, actually. The end of the workshops has kind of come about today, and it's really lovely to see that she's upright, she's standing. She represents 6 weeks of hard work from the volunteers, and it was something that we weren't able to plan how she was going to look, so it's kind of grown into being a sculpture that I don't think any of us imagined how she would kind of end up. So yeah, it feels really lovely.
Hello, I'm Caroline Fish. I'm work with the waste team at Suffolk County Council. One of the things that we were really pleased about is because we do want to work together to promote reuse on sites. And even though all the household waste sites in Suffolk have got a reuse area, it's not always evident to the public, and it's something that we want to work to improve, to make sure that when people are entering the sites, they're aware that there is a place where if they've got good quality reusable items, they can put those first before they put them into the skip.
So is there anything on there that you kind of think is a shame that it was thrown out?
Yeah, the guitar. That guitar in the middle was actually, it's a working guitar. There's no problem with it. But that guitar was thrown out, and we had two more guitars over there as well, and they're in perfect condition. And it's amazing to see that a lot of the stuff, you know, the basket or the flowers, are actually in good condition, and then somehow they get chucked away, and it's sort of it's a waste.
And will you put an invite to Mr. Gormley to come and have a look?
Oh, I might have to take a cheeky picture and send it to him to say that we've been inspired and that we've done it as a community group. It's not as aesthetically pleasing as his work, but all the fun of it has just been brilliant. It certainly sort of made people talk about what we do, so that's a good thing. Sure enough, this morning came.